Hello there, I'm Mike Peters from Wales in the UK. I'm a singer of a rock band called The Alarm. I wanted to be a musician my whole life. I come from a punk rock background, and one of the things that we always wanted as punk musicians was to have control over our music and our art, and all of a sudden I had all of that. In 1995, I was in a band that had a lot of hit records all around the world, playing big shows. It was the eve of me departing for an American tour, and I found a lump in my collarbone. And I thought, oh, maybe I've been overdoing it, as I'm the lead singer, front man, so I'm jumping the crowd and running around the stage and get the whole place energised. So I went straight to the doctor. The word that brought home the awareness that I needed to step up and really take control of my health was hearing the word cancer for the first time. I was thinking, what am I going to do? Am I going to still be able to sing? Am I going to live? How long have I got to live? What am I going to say to my wife? And my brother was like, what's happening? I'm taking you to a gig. And I got in the car and he just drove us home. It was the classic British thing, you get in and you put the kettle on, you start to make a cup of tea. And I was doing that, and my brother picked up the phone and I said, who are you calling? And he said, well, I'm cancelling the gig. And I went, no chance. I can't sit here all night and wait. I'd never cancel the gig. I'm a musician, the show must go on. Give me someone to live for. When I got to the venue, I didn't really have time to think about what was going to play because everything was set up and I'd arrived late. And I picked up the guitar and started playing. I was singing The Strength, which is one of our big songs from The Alarm. And then the words that I had to sing started to, they changed. There was a line in it that said, who will be the lifeblood coursing through my veins? Who will donate the lifeblood? I sang the second time it came around. It was the reality of that. I knew that was what I was going to need. I had been told that I was going to need a transplant. I'd need to find a match from someone else to help save my life. So the song took on a whole new meaning for me, even though I'd written it 10 years earlier. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is a cancer of the lymphatic system. It infects the glands and swells them up. Transplant is such a long procedure, but I said to the doctors, but I've got to go to America tomorrow, I can't possibly cancel the tour. To me, cancelling the tour meant negativity, it meant more work than just doing the tour, so I asked them if I could clear the diary, play every show I had in it, prepare myself mentally to come back and face the disease full on. I was introduced to a faith healer named Bambi. And I spoke to her on the phone from an airport and she said she was seeing green. So I turned that around in my head and decided that I'd go and get an army jacket and go to war with cancer and wear the green combat fatigues and win. I think rock and roll saved me in a way. When I came back from America, my blood count had reversed. And I believed it was a miracle, and I still do. If I hadn't had this American tour, I'd have been diagnosed and had a transplant, and my life would have changed. I would have turned left. My doctors always said to me, look, Mike, you've bought yourself a fantastic deal. Your refusal to give up your rock and roll saved you. But 10 years later, things hadn't really gone away. Everything started to come back to haunt me again. I wasn't feeling bad, but my body was responding weirdly to certain situations, and the blood was so thick, it was like oil, and it was hardly moving, and it would go in certain areas of my body and I would have very bad pains and it'd go into my arm and it'd go dead and the blood was just wouldn't come back out on certain other areas. Give me strength. with the advances of science, really. People who invest in cancer research had pushed the bounds so that my doctors were able to re-diagnose me with a chronic lymphocytic leukemia, and I've got a kind of rare version of that. And the more that I sweat, and the harder it fights, and the deeper it bites, I'm one step closer to home. I remember my wife saying, you can't do any gigs, and I said, okay, yeah, I'll go along with this. But my agent didn't cancel any of the shows. He just pretended he had, but he hadn't. And then they got near the time, and Jules saying, well, I'm going to call the agent. I need to get these gigs off the date sheet. And I said, do you mind if we do them? And she went, why? And I said, look, I feel alive when I play these gigs. If I cancel, it feels like cancer's taking something away from me, and I don't want that to happen. All I want is someone to believe in. I'd have the shows right at the end of the chemo cycle, and then I'd come off stage almost straight into the hospital and start chemo the next morning. Some say the simple things in life are the... I've never allowed the cancer to take a second out of my life, because life is beautiful. It has cancer, but it's beautiful. I'm still not cured 100%. I relapsed last summer. No way out of here. And I carry a chemotherapy drug with me everywhere. I need to take one tonight. I'll have one again in the morning. The transplant is an option in the future, but my doctors and medical team have sort of adopted a bit of a rock and roll approach like me. It's rubbed off on them. They want to keep me on the road. How long to go, Marky? How long's showtime? Okay. A little bit of love, a little bit of hope, a little bit of strength, some fuel for the fire. Fire, 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 fire. It showed me insights into life that you know, I hope no one else has to look into. But I'm glad I've seen it. It's taken me to the edge, and that's made my music better. It's made my humanity grow, my faith grow, and I feel blessed. Yeah.